Back at it on the Phil Show on this last day of April. Last day of April today. I'm sorry, how'd that happen? You know, how in the world did that happen? Today is Adopt-A-Shelter Pet Day. It's Bugs Bunny Day. Day of the Child Hairstyle Appreciation Day. National Honesty Day. No kidding. National Bubble Tea Day. Animal Advocacy Day. Thank you. I can say that. It is National Mr. Potato Head Day. And it's also Spank Out Day. Sorry, I'll let someone else handle that coming up. Ladies and gentlemen, it's incredible, man. Stocks are just keep heading higher. And I don't know if it's because of, promise of coronavirus drugs. I don't know what. But I know a man who would know. And the heck just, oh, I didn't have this muted. My bad. You know, when you work from home, you got things. Jim Brogan joins us now on the live line. Jim Brogan, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Phil. How are you? It's hard to believe we're almost to May, isn't it?
But I'm telling you, it is. You ever played over there at Williams Creek?
No, I have not.
You played that golf course over? Well, oh, man, you got to go over there. You got to go over there. We could have a good time. I'll play a shilling a hole. Wow, okay. things are. Are you working from home or how does that work with somebody like Jim Brogan?
Yeah, we're completely virtual, Phil. Now I go in some because at my office we all have our own office space, but we have technically been our office is closed and we're all working completely virtually. And we're all connected, and it's just amazing what technology can do. Yeah. We're doing video conferences, phone reviews, and we are all connected no matter where we are to each other and to all of our systems and electronics and all of our technology and everything.
You know, here the Dow continues to rise now, yet we've got all this unemployment. What's triggering all this? What is going on right now? And let me ask you, I guess, the important question. What's happening with our 401ks?
Yeah, well, so, you know, the market has recovered about half, a little over half of the loss that happened in late February and into March. And it is kind of weird, isn't it? Isn't it, Phil? I mean, it's like we're getting this horrible economic news and the market is rallying. And so what we have to realize is the stock market is a forward looking, you know, the market kind of leads the economy. The market's always looking forward anywhere from 2 or 3 months to even 12 or more months. And so I like to equate the market and the economy and the relationship there. It's kind of like walking your dog. You know, you're eventually going to get.
He's leading you.
Well, you're eventually going to get to the same place.
Right.
But you're going to get there, you know, but you're going to get there differently. The dog's kind of running everywhere. So, you know, and so the market is looking forward, and it almost seems to me like the market is just kind of throwing away 2020. You know, when we buy a stock, Phil, when we buy a stock, we're investing in the future. We're basically buying the future earnings of that company. We're investing in a company. Right. And so, you know, this is 1 year. We're buying all the future earnings over a period of years. And I think the market at this point is optimistic about economic recovery. And so it's kind of just discounting 2020 and saying, hey, this is 1 year. Earnings are going to be bad. We're just going to kind of discount it and look forward. At least that's what it appears to me is kind of going on with the forward-looking stock market.
811 Brogan Financial. Jim Brogan is with us now. So you say that we're investing in the future. So let's throw the stimulus all in this little equation. And if you are an investor looking for an opportunity, or you're just looking to, thinking, is it a good time to invest? Is it a good time? And talk about opportunities.
Yeah, so there are a couple of things I would mention there for Halloran. I mean, Phil, sorry.
That's okay, Tom.
First, yeah, sorry about that. So,
because I'm black, isn't it? Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, goodness. It's early. You know, it's early in the morning. Mm-hmm. So when we invest in the stock market, we've got to always remember, if we're investing for the short term, we're just gambling. We're investing for the longer term. We should be looking at least 5, 6, 7 years. So, you know, we shouldn't be speculating where will the market be next year. When we're invested in the market, we should be looking longer term, and these things typically, bear markets work themselves out. So if I'm looking to the longer term, there are opportunities out there, and I think categorically what I would look at, Phil, is companies that are benefiting from what is going on right now with their profitability. Those are not the types of companies necessarily that I would want to long-term buy right now because those prices are up. It's more the companies that maybe, you know, the industries that are suffering right now or have been artificially affected that once we get through this, we would expect to rebound and do pretty well once we can get through this downturn. So it's looking for companies in those types of industry groups that have strong balance sheets that are prepared to make it through something like this, because when we come out the other side, they'll be poised to do very, very well. So if we're looking at a 5 to 7 year view, there are some good bargains out there as an investor.
Okay. Are there any cruise ship futures I could buy?
Yeah, I don't know that that's I don't know that I would touch that, Phil. You know, the cruise line industry, quite honestly, may be changed for, you know, I mean, it doesn't mean they
forever.
Won't recover at all, but
right,
they're
right.
changed forever, maybe.
Yeah, but you were talking about things that are, I was just trying to think about things that may be artificially deflated so that, you know, you're looking toward the future. What about these stimulus checks? How's that going to affect first of all, the stock market, the Dow, or how is it going to affect our economy short-term, long-term?
So in the short term, and it's not just the stimulus bill, it's also what the Federal Reserve has done. The Federal Reserve has injected billions of dollars into the trillions of dollars into the economy, and they've really provided a backstop for U.S. companies. So, you know, we've got this huge government intervention. So in the short term, that's going to definitely help reduce the amount of pain in the short term. Okay. Now, that doesn't mean we're not going to have a choppy road ahead. I think we are going to continue to have a choppy road through this year, maybe even into next year. But it's definitely going to help with the pain. But to the longer term, once we get through all this 2-3 years from now, the amount of government intervention, you know, I think there's some long-term implications with that. I mean, we already have a debt issue. We're making it even worse. And I'm not saying some of this isn't necessary. To the contrary, it is to avoid maybe even a depression type event. But the long-term implications of the amount of government intervention is concerning to me.
Okay. When we come back, I want to ask you about timelines, that sort of thing, and long-term. Certainly, as the Dow continues to rise, we've got all this unemployment. Everybody's freaking out. The news is telling you how to not pay your house payment for 6 months. Yet, we're already halfway recovered that way. And it's great that you got someone like Jim Brogan from Brogan Financial to kind of sort it out for us and break it down with the X's and O's.
The Phil Show.
Right, coming up on right at 8:20, right at it, about 50, 58 to a high today. I don't think there's going to be a lot of wind. You may see a shower here and there. And ground's already pretty wet, just saying. And, of course, you know, say for our anniversary, I got her that darn nice rain gauge. Looks like about right under an inch here at our studios in lovely downtown Dandridge, Tennessee. My name is Phil Williams, and Jim Brogan helps people achieve goals in their life, whether it's retirement or whatever. Right now, you can download. He's got a thing called Market Volatility in the New Age. It is a nice little planner there. And Jim does a lot of seminars and stuff. And I think what he's going to do now, and this is my advice for him, do one at a drive-in movie so we can all come, you know, and stay in your cars. You know, that may be how you have to, because, you know, you're not supposed to have over like 10 people. So you could, you haven't even thought about that, have you?
I have not thought about doing a drive-in movie.
See, this is why I'm a marketing genius here. This is why the Phil Beal is a marketing. You can call me Hal, but nonetheless, you're doing all this stuff. None of this Corona stuff has slowed you guys down at all. You're still trying to help people. You're in the business of helping people. You know, as we said, achieve goals. And I assume once you when you first get someone, you talk about goal setting and all of that. But while we've got you here at a blanket thing, we were talking about the Dow, still coming up, and unemployment. And what does this mean for my 401k? Basically, let's hit that one more time. What does this mean for my 401k? And that's what, nothing?
Well, I wouldn't say nothing. It's important. The closer we get to retirement, our perspective has to start changing a little bit, Phil. And we have to make sure that we secure income in the short term from investments that are stable. And so that is the one thing, especially with the way the Dow has come up in April, is if somebody's near retirement and they're looking at their 401k and it's recovered a good bit in April, and they're looking at, a year, 2 years from now, is to go ahead and set aside enough money for income purposes to get them through those first 2 or 3 years of retirement. And then that way, the money that is invested in the market, they can be looking out, 4, 5, 6 years, which is really such a huge key in wealth management, is to be focusing longer term with our risk investments.
Yeah, that's just hit me good right there. I mean, short term, let's make sure we got some income short term, but let's also look long term too. What kind of recovery do you think we can expect?
Yeah, there's been a lot of debate. Is it going to be a V? Is it going to be a U? I think it's going to be kind of a jawtooth, kind of a sawtooth recovery feel. I think that it's going to be choppy. I don't know that we're through all of this. I hope we are, but I suspect we're not. So I just think it's going to be kind of a sawtooth kind of a pattern in getting us back to, getting our economy rebooted.
Yeah, and then let's talk about this too, real quick. For car, let's say you're a car dealer, or you are retail. Are we going? And things are opening tomorrow, right? Will people see business up, down, business as usual? And let's talk short term here. How quick?
That's a great question, Phil. I don't think it's just going to be business as normal. I think people are ready to get out, but I don't think people are ready to resume business as usual. I don't think people are going to be flocking into retail stores in huge numbers. And so I think it's going to be gradual. I think the economic numbers for the second quarter are still going to be down tremendously. So I think it's going to take some time to really recover.
Okay. And I'm going to throw this crazy, crazy thing out there. And, we've talked about retirement. We talk about this. And you look at what's going on, and I am of a certain age. Are there people who you think, like I said, this is a crazy question, Jim Brogan. Are there people, and maybe like me, who go, wait a minute, I don't know if I want to even retire, because I am bored to death. Have you ever seen anybody just says, I don't want to do that?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that that's a great question. A lot of times preparing for retirement isn't just financial. You're all of a sudden you're going to be around the house all the time. There's all kinds of jokes in there, I know, with your spouse, but it's a completely different. There's a lot of people that retire and they're kind of worn out and burned out, and they're so anxious to retire and they're anxious to slow down. And then they retire, and then 3 or 4 weeks later, it's kind of like, okay, what now? So I think very important to have a plan to keep routine in your life when you retire. Plan a couple of things a week that are absolutely planned out to keep some routine. And you're that's a great point, Phil, is with what's going on right now with the quarantine and all this stay-at-home stuff is, look at how this has affected, there's been some benefits, too. We've been able to slow down, enjoy our family time, focus on that. But it's a great point that we have to be, for those that are so antsy to get out and do something, what is retirement going to truly look like?
Well, but you were talking about it. Short term, long term, you have to plan, because if it is thrust upon you, that's one thing. But if you do plan for it, yet that's another thing. Have your Monday foursome, or have your this or that, and set aside time. And I think to retirement, it certainly will look different from quarantine. Or boy, I hope so. But
I would think though
that this experience that we've never experienced before will have people stopping, pausing, and thinking about, okay, and I think we're almost at a point even right now, whether you're retiring or not, now what? And I think a lot of people are going, this is the time to, excuse me, it doesn't matter how old you are, to start a plan and get with somebody like Brogan Financial and go ahead and make a short-term, long-term plan. And that doesn't mean you can't change that, right?
No, actually a plan should always be fluid. I do want to mention, Phil, I mean, most of the people that we work with at Brogan Financial really are thriving in retirement. They're very active. Mm-hmm. But there are some people that retire and they just, you know, they kind of start to decline. My father was like that, Phil. You know, mm-hmm. He was identified so much with his job and with his kids. And then when he retired, you know, we had grown up and moved away, and then he didn't have his job anymore. And he just didn't have that purpose, and he kind of deteriorated. His health started to deteriorate fairly quickly. So it's about, you know, having routine and really thinking through, okay, what am I going to be doing, and especially in those early phases of retirement, that you should keep yourself in the routine.
Yeah, yeah. I think if I get to retirement, and I'm pretty sure I will, I honestly think I'm going to have to, like, start a mowing business just to keep, you know, keep something. And you think I'm kidding, but I'm about halfway not, I'm going to tell you that. Jim Brogan, Brogan Financial. Of course, he's on the radio this weekend as well. All right, so you're doing your show from the house too, right?
Yes, sir. I sure am.
All right. What kind of equipment you got? Are you on Lucy or IC, and what do you got?
Well, I have the Lucy, and we've had a couple of problems getting it up and running. So I've been calling in, and we're trying to get the Lucy light. All ironed out.
Okay, well, once you get that, it's some great, like you said, there is so much great technology, and you wear so many hats, you know, all of that stuff. All right, well, let's go social distance on the golf course sometime. Jim Brogan, Brogan Financial.
Okay.
Thank you, my brother. Appreciate it.
Phil Williams on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.